This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, we're not afraid to discuss all the stuff that we want to here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the beautiful studios of freedomsphoenix.com, where you can see all kinds of goodies. And one of the things, we'll get right to the call. Let me get out the number. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Go ahead and, let's line them up. But the thing is, and I'll take calls today on this issue, Zionism, AIPAC, Israel, they always call it the third rail Israel. I'm not afraid, bring it on. But the thing is that they always want to couch it in. I'll give you an example. This is my concern. I'll see where AIPAC has their little red hands, in the cookie jar. Okay. Yeah. Caught red handed. Here we go. We got them. Go to trial. They're convicted. We have paths of breadcrumbs that go from money to this congressman to this person and this influence and this deal and this contract, and then it starts getting into a such a tangled web we weave. They go stop. It's like 9/11 thing. Stop. We had an investigation, found nothing. Stop. Even people get convicted, treason, espionage, all this doesn't matter. They stop. This is so deep. Where is the outrage? Where are the websites? Where is the drumbeat to get this kind of corruption out? Because they don't follow a philosophy that would apply this to everything, that the government does all the same way to everyone. It just kind of gets lost in this, anti-Semitic, blah, blah crap. I don't even care. I'm like, if you're not really going to discuss the issue, if you're not really going to discuss how collectivization of anyone's tax monies into a bucket of money is going to be taken for fill in the blank excuses. There's so many faucets on it that you can't even keep track of them, and they overlap. And the same people that turn one faucet got their hands on three or four other faucets. It's just a big, giant bank robbery in so many different ways, and use of our treasure in all aspects of life. I mean, your life, your children, your money, your future, the indebtedness of your grandkids. I mean, it's just collectivism is the problem. The ring is the problem. The lever is the problem, not who's wearing it. Until you can address, because that's what happens. As they go through, anyone that researches this, this guy's a bad guy because of, what? I don't care what they believe. I don't care even what they do, as long as they're not doing it to me or violating the life, liberty, property of someone else. I mean, that's the only purpose of government. Okay, you're violating that guy over there's life, liberty, property. You should, punish that, make that stop. Because you look at a society, you can see where the future is going by what you reward and what you punish. And we are rewarding corruption. We are rewarding theft. We are rewarding lies and deceit. And what you think was going to happen, and then when you're good, you're a whistleblower, you come out, you want to advocate, you want to run, you want to do good, you punish that. What did you think was going to happen? We'll talk about it some more. We'll get to the callers. Joe, you're next when we come back. We'll be right back.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
And welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, where we're enjoying some non-white Christmas. But, dang it, we get to go up the mountains and have some fun anyway. You know, one thing, let's go ahead and go to the phones, but there's a lot I want to talk about this issue. You know, I've been trying to keep the holiday season just chill, you know, but I can see it ramping up. I can see where this is coming. I don't know if it's a tactical thing. We do it around Christmas time. We're going to have this animosity of faith deal, or, you know, who the real bad guys are in this debt. You know, I'm going, everybody keeps arguing over who's wearing the ring or controlling the ring or gets the levers and behind and who's getting money. And then nobody ever addresses the fact that this always happens when you got a ring of power, when you have a lever to control people. That doesn't even come up. You know, that's what this show's about. Declare your independence from the collective. And you cannot be independent if you're dependent. What are you dependent on? Let's go to Joe from Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Ernie. I've been listening to the show for a while. I appreciate it. I've declared my independence. On the subject of Zionism that your guest was talking about, I've listened to him several times also. I appreciate his anti-Zionist stand. There are many anti-Zionist Jewish people out there, so anti-Semitism certainly isn't justified in that regard. The one thing I do have to say, though, is the Zionist movement, which has been very, very destructive to this country, not just in terms of our foreign policy, but, it goes back before the Balfour Declaration. You know, it goes back to at least as far back as the Rothschilds, who basically are the reason why the Federal Reserve runs this country today.
The one thing that I wanted to... when you talk about it goes back. What goes back? I mean, was it the concept of having a home base that you can do operations from? Was it a concept that's insulated? No one can attack you for anything. You get to do whatever you want because you have the sympathy of the Holocaust or generational, or you got a big brother to take care of you. I don't even understand the philosophy other than, because it's no different than so many others. We're going around the world bombing and pillaging and taking and stealing and all kinds. You know, how are we supposed to be morally superior in some way? We're the ones advocating and enabling so much of this stuff that we're complaining about. I'm going, where's the principle involved here? I don't even understand.
Well, it's a lot more that can be discussed, in a phone call, obviously. But, when we look at the wars that we've been involved in, you know, the Iraq War, we cannot, it's the pro-Israel group, including a lot of so-called Christians who push for this war on the grounds that the Jews
on the grounds somebody was going to make a lot of money.
Well, okay, that's the real reason. The real reason behind anything is the money. But it's the rationale that got a lot of otherwise good people to support it was the view that the Jews are God's chosen people and the fact that Iraq represented a threat to that. And that's how a lot of so-called Christians got duped into supporting it. And it's destroyed this economy even worse, more so than it already was.
Let me ask you this. I want to, you'd be a good person to ask this question. Is it possible that you could have a principle of an agreement of having a country, to even have a country, this Declaration of Independence thing, and where it goes, let me tell you how you can tell who the bad government is. When they are destructive of these ends, the ends of protecting individual rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, property, when they are destructive of that, then, you know, they're a bad guy, and I don't care what their holy book says. You know, because that's what they'll do. Our book trumps your book or your constitution or your what. That's why they need to use these, we answer to a higher authority thing. Now we got to, and they say we got to go kill them. So and then the just war doctrine. I saw this happen. When this was going on, Charles and I was producing his show. A friend of mine had a Bible study, and it was they put it out to the deacons of the church and all these people that have their own home men's Bible studies and so on, and they gave them a book, and it was on just war doctrine. And it was a six-week program, and we went for the first or second week and just to ask them, we want to see, what you guys are doing. And the program was you were not – allowed to ask questions. They were going to go through this whole thing at the end, then there could be discussion, but you were not allowed to ask. And right off the bat, I can see where this is going. They're going to justify to the Christian community how it is that we're going to go wage war. Now, during the 08 election cycle, with Ron Paul was up there going, hey, let me tell you what this Christian just war doctrine is, and it's not anything what they're saying. So I can see how religion is used to amp up passions, and people have to at least have the facade or justification that they're on the right side. They're the good guys. And if you can get the philosophy through an entire generation, which I think is happening with these young guys, that it is never – initiating a force is never going to put you on the side of good. You're the good guys. You're going laying waste to these people, especially CIA-operated predator drones sending Hellfire missiles into homes. I mean, it's almost like they're creating this tension, these enemies, an entire generation of people hate people on purpose. And I'm going, what's the counter to that? Well, this ability to communicate one-on-one with each other, these young people from very young age, as they grow up, they're able to communicate with their peers in another country that speak an entirely different language. You go on the Freedom's Phoenix on the top right of the navigation bar, it says translate. Any article you're reading, you can translate it into Spanish or Spanish to English. And we're adding a bunch of other languages, Russian, Italian, German, Japanese, Chinese, French. We're going to be adding all this to where Freedom's Phoenix becomes an international conduit for people just to communicate with each other directly without filters. So I'm going, I see the future, and I've seen how they, in the past, how they've used this one issue to keep fomenting war. But the anti-Zionist movement, this philosophy, whether it's jihad, Osama bin Forgotten, we need to go do whatever, or it's imperialism of the United States, or it's whatever. It's all the same to me. It's I'm going to use my ability to force you to do something that I want you to do, and whether you like it or not, I don't see a difference. So I'm asking you, Joe. I'm going, why isn't there a focus against the real root, this collectivized, this putting you on a plantation to use you to force other people to do stuff? That's where this libertarian thing comes in. I don't see that. I see you coming into your own collective versus another collective, thinking that you're going to be different somehow. Even if you prevail, you'll just be as bad as them.
Well, anti-Zionism isn't about wanting to say, well, okay, we bombed the wrong people. That's not what it's all about. I agree with you that we shouldn't be bombing anybody. And the only time, I believe in the just war doctrine, but my opinion of it is the only time it's right to go to war is when you yourself have been attacked. It is 100% wrong to initiate force, period. I agree totally with that.
Well, they'll make it up. They'll say, we were bombed. World Trade Center. They're trying to get us. They're evil. They're bad.
Well, yeah, and that was... Yeah, that was a pretense for war, and that's happened throughout history. And one of the things about the 9/11 thing is we were told right away that Osama bin Laden did it, and it's impossible for our government to have known that quickly that Osama bin Laden did it without having been behind it in some way themselves.
Yeah, I remember when TSA 800, one of the planes that was shot down or went down off of New York, that time immediately. I mean, the embers haven't even hit all the water yet. And it's, oh, it wasn't a missile attack. How the heck do you know? You know? So I just, I don't trust anything comes out in the first 24-hour news cycle, because what happens is you'll find out 3 days later all that was garbage. But you never hear about it. You only hear about the first 24 hours.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not wrong to expose the evil in religions, because a lot of it is behind the collectivist mentality.
Of course it is. It's all about control.
You know, and you know, there's a whole lot wrong. You know, with Christianity, for example, I consider myself a Christian, yet Romans 13 has been twisted to justify all kinds of government evil, as if, well, that's God's will, and, you know, we've just got to pray and do nothing else.
If they can, they will. Hey, Joe, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man. And we'll try and fix the crackling on my end. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock from Phoenix, Arizona, in just a little bit.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him.
Playing illegal Christmas music on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, Ed, you're not allowed. Well, that's why I do it. You know, what the heck. The one thing I didn't plan on it. There was other things I wanted to talk about, but it's starting, and it's kind of this time of year that it usually gets going. And there was a guy that writes on Freemason. He does a good job, brings a lot of issues up, and that's why I like the diversity. Yeah, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. And it's called waronyou.com. And I wish I had more time to really delve into all of the issues of all of the writers. But that's not how the site was set up. I take the contention that am I allowed not to care? That's, you know, Stephen Lindman does a great job, research long articles. I read his first couple he put on the site, and I'm like, dang, man. If I wanted to know that much about it, I took a college class. But a lot of people do read it. They have time, and they're big fans. And what I do read, and I go through, and I skim it, and what the issue is, what he has to say, I find out, you know, yep, bad, bad. Yeah, government's bad. They did this bad, 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 bad. You know, and the end of it, it's like, yeah, you know, then what? Well, they're bad because they can. You created a structure that allowed them to do this to you. You know, and you have prominent figures throughout history saying, yeah, you know, government's strong enough to give you everything you want, strong enough to take away everything you got. Well, you know, what'd you think was going to happen? So I'm advocating for the future. I'm, you know, you got to keep in mind, humanity is not going to be limited to planet Earth. Think about the size of the universe. You know, Star Trek is, heck, you know, we could already have everything, as far as you know. They took enough of our money to develop it. So, you know, the only thing we're missing is, heck, we even got the weaponry, photon torpedoes and phasers and all kinds of stuff. I'm going, what don't we have? See, we got ion engine, impulse engines, got that. You know, maybe the warp bubble, a warp drive, and they're not putting me in a transporter anytime soon. I'll be last one on that one. But the thing is that we have a future that's going to be with humanity escaping, saying, we're good. We're done. Spaceship 2 just rolled out with White Knight 2. The Spaceship 1 in the summer of 2004, first civilian astronaut in space. Won $10 million Onasari X Prize. Well, Richard Branson bought into Burt Rutan's company, and they created, was it Virgin Galactic? Because he has Virgin Airways, Airlines, and Virgin Records, and Virgin this, and telephones, and Virgin, and he got Virgin Galactic now. A lot of people don't know that there is a space station being built in northern New Mexico right now. The biggest problem is that it's got some subsidies from the New Mexico state government, but that's another issue. But they're doing it now. They're going to be doing tourism into space to see the northern lights from space taken off from, I think it's Sweden or Finland. Now, this is going on now, right, not later, okay? You go to the top of Freedom's Phoenix, and you'll see the navigation bar, and it'll say archives. You go over archives, and it'll say contents by subject. Go down to space, exploration, and travel. And it'll have the chronology of 5 years of the private space industry. They are now, they have a thing called Falcon 9. They had Falcon 1 that been testing going to orbit and so on, a private company. And they have Falcon 9. You know what Falcon 9 is? It's nine of those engines. And you know what it's going to do? It's going to go to the moon base. They're going to create a private moon base. Well, next is Mars. Then they're putting hotels up. Aerospace, was it Bigelow Aerospace, the guy that owns Budget Suites out of Las Vegas, wrote a check for $70 million. Build me a modular hotel, Motel 6 in space, man. I'm all over it. Boom, done. Genesis 1, Genesis 2. Google it. Genesis 1 space station. Boom, there it is. There's like, I don't know, 15,000 orbits it's had, and you never heard about it. Why? To even imagine that you can, we're going to space and government is not invited. You know, to even imagine, to have that concept that you don't want, you're getting away from it. You're not going to take it with you. You're going to reconstitute it in the sense, it's going to be a, you know, an employee policy manual by the head guy that owns the whatever you get, this is what I'm going to do. You want to go up here? Yeah, it's my deal. My deal. You want to do your own deal? Go do your own deal. That's what's going to happen. Government's going to try to envelop the entirety of space. If they can, they will. Oh, I'm sorry. You got human DNA. You belong to us here on the planet. You see my point? Now, think about it. When they were starting to do space launches, they were thinking of going out of the country. Well, heck, we don't need your crap. We'll just go to Mexico. They go, no, you can't. You're under our jurisdiction because you're American. U.S. citizen, you're ours. You're our property. This is the mentality that they have. What happens when we escape? Are we going to be allowed? And if we just leave, what are they going to do to stop us? How far will they go? We need to start talking about it now because it's coming.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Shows no signs of stopping. I brought some corn for popping. Lights have turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. And we're just, you know, trying to get some Christmas in here without having to abandon it too much. Because there's issues, and I want to discuss that. Let's go ahead and go to something that I think kind of encapsulates what I'm concerned about. I'm a big property guy. Mine. I make that very clear. Mine. You know, all the words coming out of my mouth, mine. You know, Freedom's Phoenix, mine. Declare Your Independence, when I do my own show here, mine. Workshop, mine. Mine. The thing is that I understand to get the most effective activism out of individuals and people is to let them have what's theirs be theirs. I just provide a resource for them. They have total ownership of everything that they say, that they create, that they make, that they YouTube, that they talk about, that they MP3, that they make graphics for, they do signs for. That's theirs. I don't have any say in what they do. Don't care. Am I allowed not to care? What I do is provide the resources for them to do it. So it's theirs. See, I don't lay any claim. There's so much stuff that comes out of here. But it's on a philosophy of if you want people to be passionate about something, you want them to take ownership. You want them to be responsible for it. You want them not coming up, you know what you should do? I got a stack of you shoulds, okay? If it doesn't have your name on it, you're doing it. I don't want to hear about it. So we have an enormous amount of activity that I do my best to supply the resources for. The printing presses, the silk screening, the video studios, the radio studios, the sign production, the cubicles, the internet access, the ISDNs, the video uplink broadband enough so that they can do blah, 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 blah. That's what I do. Why? Because I have faith in humanity. They're good. If you give them the opportunity to express themselves and something they feel passionate, not something they want somebody else to do. Because this is what I noticed. When people are motivated on their own with their own spare time, not what somebody's paying them to do, what they want to do, what they feel they need to do, what their justice compels them to do, they will do the right thing. That's been my experience forever. I can't remember a single time they had someone that wasn't, you know, unless they were paid by someone or influenced or trying to get a date or whatever. I mean, if it was just something, a sense of justice on their own that they needed to share with someone, I don't remember them not always being good. You know, so giving them that opportunity here, I let them go. But I don't allow government numbers. I'll give you an example. When you run for office or do an initiative or you're filing, you got a PAC or political action, whatever number with the state, the federal, the county, the city, no government numbers are allowed in here. No. Because then you get into campaign financial forms and so on as an in-kind contribution. You let them use this valuable asset and you know, have meetings, yada, yada, yada. I don't even want to get into it. Don't care. If you feel you need to have a government number to advocate for something, then you got other issues. So I am, you know, even 501c3s. You know, we're a 501 social and economic engineering of people so that they give money to us and gets them off of some, they get to keep more of what they're going to have taken from them by the government, blah, blah, blah. See, I don't want to play that. I just don't. That's why I don't do big, giant fundraising things at the end of the year here in December when everybody else is doing it, getting you before the tax thing. I'll wait till January. Nobody else is doing it. You know, they're done. They already got their thing or they're like, you know, getting you to start planning for this next year or something like that. But I go, okay, we have 2010 election cycle thing. We got all this stuff that we're going to do. Here's the site. This is what we need to do. Go there, do something or do your own thing. You know, I mean, here we go. That's how we roll. Because over the years, I have understood that the only role that I play is to allow people to do what they want. Imagine, you know, there's plenty of times. Do you know this guy is, you're spending all your energy on trying to stop somebody from doing something? Because it's not exactly the way that you would do it, even though they support the effort, but they should be doing it this way or a little more. And I'm like, seriously? You know, what are you going to do? So we don't have those kind of issues here because of the flat. That's why we call it the workshop. It's not the honeycomb hideout. It's not a headquarters. It's not a whatever you want to call it. It's a workshop. It's not a base. It's a workshop. If you're not here working, then you are in somebody's way. You are preventing other people from getting work done. So what comes out of something like that, that philosophy, a whole lot, has for many years. And I'm not going to be altering my, you know, direction here very much. Because if you want to do something, fine, you know, create your own freaking Freedom's Phoenix webpage. It's done. Everything's there. I've had people, we need to do this on the vaccinations. This one woman from Seattle, I said, look, the entire infrastructure, everything that you want to do is here already. I'll show you how to do it. Cool. So she's off buying her own computer, getting upgrades so that she can do it. So I understand. This is my philosophy. This is how we do it. So there is a warn you. One of the writers, he's taking it on the go after Alex Jones. Okay, I know it's competing network. Yeah, get over it. Going after him, and they see tactics. You know, they want to take this large audience, and they want to insert whatever it is that they want. And I see this happen on progressive blogs. I see it happen on a libertarian list. We have email lists. I used to get the most information. I just ask any question about anything to these great minds, and boom, I get the answer. It was most amazing, and the nuance of discussion in both sides is beautiful. Then here came the trolls. Oh, yeah, but you guys are just, you know, why are you here? I don't even want to talk. You know, this isn't a discussion about, you know, the validity of, you know, collectives. But collectives bad. Okay. I'm not, we're just, you know, how we're going to discuss different issues, be presented and kind of learn a little history. Nope. They want to discuss, you know, how we got to take on their rhetoric of, you know, blah, 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 blah. No, I'm off to something else next. So when you have totally unmoderated sites, that always happens. And it's been very, I don't know, destructive in my opinion. But when we set up Freedom's Phoenix, I knew that would happen. So what we did is the Freedom Forum, you'll see at the top navigation bar, says Freedom Forum. Whenever you do a comment on any one of the headlines, the most recent one goes to the top of the Freedom Forum. And sometimes it'll be controversial because our news churn so fast. I mean, we have, I think, 50 stories on the front page, and it's rare that you'll even have something that's on the top in the morning will be there by the afternoon. I mean, unless I push it or keep moving it up to the top or give it a different ranking, you know, number to put it up at the top or whatever, usually they're going pretty fast, and I just let it go. But sometimes you'll have a comment or a series on some article, and usually it's original content, that'll just go crazy. All of a sudden, man, they're just going at it. Well, when that happens, it's structured in such a way it doesn't dominate the site. You know, it's often, if you really want to participate in that, go ahead, go. It's, you know where it's at. It's right there in the Freedom Forum and so on. But no, they want everybody to see this argument. Well, it's not structured that way. It's not structured that way on purpose. And if it gets to the point where I've even had some people, they go, can you delete my comment? I was kind of in a rage and I'd rather not. I've even had guys get in trouble with law enforcement. They had one guy, it was camera fraud. They were doing a thing here one night making signs, and they had a detractor on their blog saying, oh, yeah, free speech. Yeah, well, you know, I'm a bunch of gunnies over there. Well, I think I might bring my, you know, AK-47, see if we can, you know, see if some guys want to do some target practice or something like that. Boom. They got law enforcement on him. He was, oh, please take my comment down. I was ever so sorry. You know, so that kind of stuff happens. And they'll go, you know, and you'll get FBI and Secret Service contacting people. We do that and stuff, but we never give up our, man, show me a warrant and we'll be more than happy to give you whatever. You know, so I warn all you guys, you know, when it comes down to the government, they serve the warrant, and we may challenge it, depending on if it's stupid or not. We want to make a big deal out of it. You know, if they can justify to me that, you know, somebody's really, you know, got, you know, I make that decision. So don't ever think that you're protected anything on the internet, even from me, you know, but I'm definitely not sharing databases with anybody or letting anybody just have access, but that doesn't mean that the NSA isn't anyway. So this, it's mine. I claim mine. But the attitude is such that I don't care. Anybody gets to do their thing. Warren, you made I think it was an interesting dissection of how these kind of things happen. He goes, following are four main tactics I have observed, which are used by internet forum moderators to suppress the free flow of information. Free flow of information. Right there, I have to explain, it is their site. I can do what I want. I can, you know, focus on anything. I mean, you know, some weeks it's all about gardening, about my chickens, about my grandkid, about me, whatever I freaking want, because I can't. You don't like it? Go somewhere else. Make your own. I mean, that's the first thing right off the bat. You know, I produced Freedom's Phoenix in such a way that it served my interest, because I was just like many of you. I wanted the information. I wanted a broad band. I wanted a lot of input. I wanted a very large radar screen. I'm confident enough in, you know, my philosophy. I can pick what's, you know, garbage. I can be inspired by the worst arguments and use it as an example to hammer on. I mean, I love that kind of free market of ideas. But they ad hominem attack, and you know, this guy, and he doesn't use deodorant, and you don't have a whatever and a social life because of him, blah 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 blah. Boom, done. Next, you know, it's just, it doesn't serve anything. You know, so I retain that power to do that. And because you do it enough, you just nope. And we get a lot more contributions from, you see new reporters and writers up there all the time. Well, sometimes they're really hammering on things like, I mean, this Obama, you know, thing is a big deal. You know, it's a lot of people, you know, this birth certificate. And my deal is like, I don't care. You know, I just don't care. They're violating the Constitution and letting somebody that's not a U.S. citizen in there. What about all the other violations? That's all the more reason we don't need this government to begin with. So you see, it just, you know, I don't care if he's got a birth certificate or not. I'm not claiming him as my ruler, you know? So it's just not as high of an importance to me, but a story today, Kenyan-born Obama all set for U.S. Senate. Now, this was an article written in June 27th of 2004. There was Jack Ryan, if it's who I think it is, it was the actress, I think she played Seven of Nine in Star Trek, but they have her here as some, you know, some sitcom or drama that's on at night. And she was married to this guy, and she, in the divorce, and they unsealed the records where she's talking about, yeah, he'd take me to all these social sex clubs and all that kind of stuff, and he's a bad guy and everything. Don't vote for him. He pulls out. Obama comes in. You know, I think Obama and the boys in Chicago had something to do with them releasing the information. You know, getting a judge to unseal sealed records wouldn't surprise me. But, you know, what do they say? The headline is Kenyan-born Obama. They're making a big deal. Yeah, he's born in Kenya, and he's going to be senator. You know, which is legal. You know, you're a U.S. citizen, but you can't be president. So is that something I put up? Yeah. Sure, man. You know, that's interesting. Was that real? Is that a real story? Yeah, I remember when that happened. I don't remember the Kenyan Bourne headline, but it's an archive from the Sunday Standard there. So I'm going, all right, you know, I'll put it up there, whatever. Still doesn't change anything to me. I don't care. So then we go back to, this controversy and how people should allow everything to go on their site. He goes, the first tactic is ridicule. Any idea outside of the accepted bubble must be ruthlessly vilified by both moderators and sympathetic registered users alike. You know, boom, boom, boom. Well, you're going to be, you know, subjected to ridicule. I mean, that's for you. You know, get used to it. You know, if you can't hold up against the boys going after you, then you got your own problem. You know, but it's not on the front page. It's not right there. Sometimes we'll put letters to the editor if they want to go that route and do that. You know, that'll keep it going if they really want to do that. The second tactic is moving threads to dunce boards. Like, you take this thread, we'll move it over here. Well, we don't do that. The way ours work is the most recent comment goes to the top of our Freedom Forum. So, you know, if I think I got to just delete a thread or it's just getting stupid, you know, I'll reserve that. I haven't done it yet, but don't ever think I won't if I just want to. I'm in a bad mood, you know, so count on that. The third tactic is deleting posts and threads altogether. Yep, we can do that. I might, you know, because I can. The fourth tactic is banning registered members from using or viewing the forums outright. Oh, heck yeah. That's kind of way up there towards, that'd be number two. I don't even think I even get to two or three. You know, I just get rid of the bad people. You know, not to say it. We've done it before. I had this one guy, his name was Chuck Atkins. And he's not, you know, I mean, in my opinion, he's had problems on the internet already. You do a search and so on, you can see he had problems. And he threatened that he's going to report us to the FBI about something. I don't remember what it was. You know, he's just kind of wasn't right to begin with. And that's it. You know, you can do anything you want. You threaten government action, done, next. Now some other guys go, well, we're going to, next. We had some other people that were, you know, very controversial that had been on there, but they start going off into, you know, I can see where this is going. There's been arrest on this kind of, next. So it's been like three people maybe that I've done in 5 years. It's mine. But everybody's welcome to play right up until they're not. I just want to share this with you because it's getting more popular. And it hadn't really been a problem, but I can see this Zionism thing start. You're not Zionist, anti-Zionist enough. Well, first you got to explain to me what the heck that means and how we're any different as a country. We'll talk about it some more when we come back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Shows no signs of stopping. I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally can.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Christmas season is upon us, and it's Friday. Already hit Friday. Boom, man. This week went by fast, and I just want to, you know, share some Christmas spirit with you, and I'm going to try and keep it upbeat for the rest of the year, but I just, you know, sometimes they suck you back in, and I'd really rather not. But, you know, today, if you go to the archive for today's show, you'll see I put up some of the stories that I thought was you know, of importance, of interest that we need to go over. And I'll just hit them real quick here, and then you can go research them yourself here on the site. We had Stephen Lebman on. You know, we're trying to get into this Zionist thing. He's well known as a researcher in this area. And I don't know, he takes a side of the Palestinians, at least to give their perspective. So, you know, I respect his opinion, but I go a little bit deeper that, you know, this stuff is just a side effect of something else. It's a side effect of an us versus them. Without understanding who us is, you know, they, them, those, you know, we, me, I mean, you know, what's the difference? Where's the line? I am, if we're going to have any kind of government. And these debates were hammered out with bullets flying past your head, okay? This was people's lives, their fortunes, sacred honors, all this kind of stuff. But you got to keep in mind, like Stephen was saying, you know, these were kind of the elitist, you know, they're doing it for their own ends. You know, you had the top guys over here and the top guys over there battling over who the top guy was going to be. Well, at least there was Jefferson guys in there saying, you know who the top guy should be? The individual. Me. I advocate for minority rights, the smallest minority, me. You know, can I do it? And I did that at the Heidi Beirich Southern Poverty Law Center. I go, you know, I advocate for minority rights more than you do. Man, I kick your butt, Jake. What? How dare you? You would never. I'm a minority right person. I'm going, really? I go for the smallest minority, the individual. Trump that. Oh, they hate when you do that because they don't understand the concept. There is minority, a small group that is given benefits or privileges or voice or whatever from a hierarchy, a collective that's making these kinds of decisions. They can't think any other way. There is for fun, I put up there also on today's archive, watch the Iron Man 2 trailer now. Well, it's coming out, you know, this next summer. I think it's May, June of 2010, the sequel to Iron Man. And it looks great. I mean, we're going to have some fun, but I know where it's going to go. You know, he's going to come. I privatized security, national security. We got taken care of, man. It's all good. We need to turn, you know, this stuff, it's such a good weapon thing, suit, whatever. You need to give it to the U.S. government. Yeah, you fork it over. It's ours now. Really? I say no. Well, we're going to put you in jail, or we're going to, and it's going to be the battle. And then they're going to have this argument. Whose property is it? And then the argument's going to come down to, well, you know, for the good of the collective, we have to put it under some control of guys in shiny ties and special interest and votes. You know, that's what it's all part because Marvel Comics is where this is coming from. Marvel Comics has sold, been part of a United Nations deal to do international cartoons for the planet's youth. You think I'm kidding? I'm making this up. This was like a year or two that they started this. And it's to what? To advocate for the benign collective of the Star Federation of or something. It's that is the sickness. That is what we're battling. All these other little fights and everything are just side effects of the big battle. Advocate for the rights of the smallest minority. I do. I advocate for you to be you.